That's at Jordan Davis on WKKG. Good morning, Shannon Show. The door's open. There's a baby in the studio. Sometimes we have dogs and cats, but we don't have a baby very much. So come over, bring that baby up to the microphone. What's your name?
Hannah Lee.
I didn't catch that. Say it again.
My name's Hannah Lee with the Brown County Pork Folks.
Okay, you're here. You're Hannah.
Yes, and I'm here.
Who's your baby?
Bodie Lee.
Bodie's sleeping, so I feel like I got to keep it quiet. He's so cute. He's on your chest. He's like just sleeping right there.
You won't wake her up, promise.
Oh, it's a she.
She,
yeah. How do you spell her name?
B-O-D-H-I.
B-O-D-H. Who came up with that?
I did. My husband was hesitant at first with the name, but it grew on him quickly.
Bodie. Yeah. And it's a girl.
Yeah.
So when she wakes, she gets older, she can have a nickname.
Probably. She'll have many.
Oh, bodacious. Bodie. All right, so who else is in the studio? You have a hoodie on there. What's your name?
My name is Coleman Mathis.
Okay, Coleman, you sound like you're polite. Your shirt says Brown County Pork Folks. What are y'all doing down here?
So we're coming to see if you guys could advertise.
No, we can't. Nope.
Yes, you can.
Okay, we're doing it. Okay. You want to do what now?
So we was wondering if you guys could advertise for us because we are doing our Brown County Pork Folks Wild Christmas Bazaar.
Did you memorize that?
No.
You just had it on your head?
Yeah.
So I didn't hear what you said. What is it called?
It's called the Wild Hog Bazaar.
The what?
It's a vendor fair that...
Vendor? What's a vendor?
It's a person who has a bunch of stuff and they sell it at a...
Okay. Then, just want to make it clear. Okay. And it's called, it's a bazaar?
Yeah.
And then how do you spell that bazaar? See, y'all should have let the other people come in here. You wouldn't have to go through all this now, would you? See? You're going through it. So what's your name?
Coleman Mathis.
And what school do you go to?
Actually, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, cool. You're home. How do you like that? You put your thumb up. Okay.
I like it.
You like it versus going to real school? Have you been to real school already and they changed it?
No, actually, I've been in homeschool ever since kindergarten.
Okay, so how is that different than real school? Do you get to get up when you want to get up?
Well, we actually have a nice set time, and we get up, and we have this DVD, and we do our DVDs, and we have our papers. We write out our papers, and we're basically done. We still have tests, and for some reason, they still give us homework, and we're already at home.
Well, okay, he's very expressive about that. Well, you got to have as much work as everybody else doing it. It wouldn't be fair if you could just sleep in your PJs and do your stuff.
Yeah.
So you got real work, too. And homework on top of that. DVD?
Yep.
Okay. What's a DVD?
I haven't heard that
too much, but that's what you're doing. DVD. All right, so tell us about the bazaar. What's going on with that?
Okay, so we have food vendors. We have regular vendors. We have people selling toys, wallets, purses, jewelry, all kinds of stuff. And we have a little over probably 60 vendors.
Mm.
And we was hoping you could broadcast for us.
You were doing that.
So,
right now. Okay, so they have wallets. Is there money in them?
No.
You sure? That'd be nice if y'all gave away the wallets and there was money inside.
We do have a giveaway. We are hosting on December 7th, the Hog Wild Christmas Bazaar. And we have, like Coleman said, over 60 vendors. We're going to have food trucks as well for breakfast and coffee and lunch. Coleman also mentioned 60 plus vendors, a lot of handmade items, purses, snacks, food, all kinds of vendors. Thanks for everyone. At the vendor fair, we are going to have activities all throughout the day. There's a lot of stuff going on in Brown County.
You guys came up here from Brown County, didn't you?
We did. That's where the vendor fair is at. It's going to be at the Brown County 4-H Fairgrounds.
Doors open. Where the fair is. They usually have the fair there.
Yep.
Okay,
it's the same place. We're coming from the Pork Folk 4-H Club, and the vendor fair is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th.
Okay, Saturday, December 7th at Brown County. You know what also is happening in Brown County? That's Chris Kindle Market.
Yes, the Chris Kindle
Market. You got all kinds of things happening there.
Yeah, and then they also have, there's a lot going on in Brown County that day. There's the Chris Kindle Market, our vendor fair, which is an indoor-outdoor vendor fair. We've got the Stuff a Stocking event, as well as the light parade.
And you've been patting your baby on the butt because she is still sleeping through this whole thing. It must not be very entertaining for the baby.
She's actually deciding that she wants to wake up, I think.
She does?
Yeah, she's making some noises and one eye's open.
Does she think she's going to wake up?
Yeah.
She going to wake up? No,
okay. She's dreaming about the vendor fair.
Okay, Coleman, come on back over here. Is there anything else you left out that you need to talk about?
I think that's it, but I have short-term memory, so.
You do?
No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
You think you're pretty smart?
Sometimes.
So what grade are you actually in, if you're homeschool?
So right now I'm in 7th grade. Yeah, I'm in 7th grade.
What's all this noise in the back? Are these people coming in? Just bring them in, Cody. You're already in the middle of it.
Sure thing.
Hi. Come on in, Brown County. Hey, you guys have been yapping over there, haven't you?
We have.
Well, come over to this microphone and Coleman's been talking. So, Chrissy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Now, he told us all about his homeschool and everything, and then she talked about what's going on the 7th. So, what did we leave out? You don't know because you're not listening.
I don't know. Did they speak about the toy drive that we've partnered with Brown County Antique
Machinery? No.
Okay, so Brown County Antique Machinery Association.
The baby made a noise. You hear that?
But they are throwing a toy drive, and Brown County Pork Folks, our club, has donated a prize for that. So it's two GCI rocking camp chairs and an Arctic cooler. Mm. And every unwrapped toy that is donated gets a ticket to win a chance to win
get a shot to win it.
Yeah.
Okay, so they bring where do they bring the toys?
To the event, the Christmas Bazaar.
That day? Did you know that, Coleman? He didn't even know it.
I knew it, but my
home is
not working.
He's homeschool. Did you know that?
His grandma's actually going to be the one working that booth. So you're going to be looking for a booth that has a tractor because the Antique Machinery Show is putting that together. So if you're looking to drop off a gift, you're going to be looking for a tractor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the winner will be announced at 3 o'clock that day.
Okay, so there'll be one. I hope there's not more than one tractor out there that day.
I don't think there will be. That'd be a surprise to us.
And who's the other guy in the studio here? Come on over here and talk. What's your name?
My name's Ben.
What are you doing here, Ben?
I'm here to talk about our vendor fair, just the vendors that we have coming, food trucks to home goods, just whatever you need.
No, there's 60 vendors. I already talked to Coleman. He already told me. There's 60.
There's something for everyone, for sure.
Huh?
Yeah,
60. Okay, so where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
You're homeschooled? What grade are you in?
11th.
Okay. Are you related to Coleman?
No.
Okay. You're both homeschooled, huh? You don't want to be related to him, Cole?
No.
Why not?
Because he's the president of Pig Club, I'm a vice president.
There's some competition here.
Okay. Maybe someday you'll be the president.
Maybe.
Okay, if y'all hear us yapping on, we're just yapping on right now. What's happening in Brown County on the 7th? Tell everybody about it, Chrissy.
So there's a lot of things going on, but our specific club is hosting the Hogwild Christmas Bazaar.
Okay.
And it is from 9 to 4 that day. So
go out there and see the vendors. We already got all that.
Yep. Come out, see the vendors. We also have the light parades going on that night.
Okay.
And that's with Salvation Army. Our toy drive's going on. There's the Kris Kringle Market, the stocking. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things going on in Brown County that day. It's going to be a great day to come down.
December 7th is a good day to go out to Brown County because there's a lot going on out there just that day.
Yes.
No matter how the weather is or whatever. So, and Coleman, you have to get out and mix it up with people. You can't be a homeschooled that day. You have to, like you're doing today.
Coleman's the highlight of the vendor fair.
He sure is cute, isn't he? Don't y'all think he's just a little cutie patootie?
He's a handsome guy.
We're going to get your picture on Facebook so they can see what you look like, okay? All right.
Okay. But just don't say I'm cute again, please.
Don't you think he's cute? Well, how would you like to be described, Coleman? No, not handsome. You're telling about it. How would you want to be described? And I'll do it.
Grumpy.
He is a little grumpy. Well, thank you for coming by, Grumpy Coleman and the rest of y'all. And good luck in your bizarre vendor fair on the 7th, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, 8:28. Good morning.